Speed, a Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road, well, recording remotely as we all are tended to do so these days. This time around, reaching back out to Kurt Rankin with PNC Financial, and he is based out of the Pittsburgh area. Kurt, welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks for having me on, Jeffrey.
Excellent. So I understand that twice a year, and our listeners would be familiar with this, PNC has their semi-annual survey of small and medium-sized business owners and executives, and that has concluded, and you now have the results. So I'd love you to first hit some of the highlights, and then we'll drill down to some other points.
Yeah, so it's a semi-annual survey, so spring and fall are the dates that we put this out, as one would expect. The results out of our fall 2020 survey show not as much pessimism as you would expect, given how conditions have been over the past 6 to 8 months, but certainly less enthusiasm, less outright excitement about the current state of small businesses, own businesses, their local economy, the national economy. I think there is still some doubt out there that as to how the U.S. economy, how small businesses will be able to recover from the current state of affairs.
Indeed. And among the big points was a huge headline there during April, May, and June, PPP. What were the findings regarding how it was seen by the business community?
Well, the PPP loans ultimately weren't all used, but those that did apply, they found that to be a useful tool in keeping their small businesses going. Not sure quite yet as to how much of those funds were actually used for the intended purposes that would grant them interest free that would not have to be repaid versus those that will have to be repaid, although at a very low interest rate. But not being a small business owner myself, I can't speak personally, but it seems like the ability to keep one's small business going at a very low interest rate, assuming that the pandemic's effects don't linger into 2021, hopefully that ended up being a lifeline as well. But the fact that the PPP loans were not fully exhausted suggests that small businesses were able to, once consumers started to come back, were allowed to come back and start spending money again, those small businesses that wanted to continue to do business and didn't just throw up their hands, hopefully had that lifeline or were able to start to get back on their feet.
And the general headlines for business have been that COVID has resulted in adaptation in business. Did the numbers in this survey bear that out?
Yes, we're getting a lot of responses pointing to what you would expect, which is work from home arrangements, alternative business practices, accommodating those requirements, whether they be government mandated requirements or concern about how new demand or whether demand coming back for a business's products and services, how business production needs to change in order to meet those new demand, new consumer habits. My contention, given what we've seen with especially the housing market, but personal consumption expenditures overall for the U.S. economy, is that once they're allowed to do so, consumers are going to come back in force. The fact that the housing market nationally has been so strong throughout this entire time, that's the largest purchase that most consumers are going, on most household balance sheets, of course, and that's a lot of risk, especially in uncertain economic times. So if people are willing to buy homes, that tells me that they're going to be willing to buy the same sorts of goods and services once they're allowed to do so, once those businesses are allowed to open up again in full, that the impact, the degree of decrease in consumer demand is not going to be as bad as some might fear.
And one of the big numbers that really jumped out normally to folks as the pandemic continued was unemployment. And did what PNC saw from the survey go in line with what you anticipated to hear regarding employment or unemployment?
Well, we are seeing the unemployment rate come down quicker than PNC forecasted. Though, if you look at unemployment insurance claims, and this is where we've actually got some information specific to Michigan, although unemployment insurance claims are still very high across the country, except in Idaho, I think, is the only state that is now back to its pre-pandemic norms in terms of continuing claims. The initial claims do get a lot of headlines, but the number that I look at is always the continuing claims, because if you go on claim unemployment insurance and then find either a short-term job, there's so much gig economy work these days, although that was hit hard as well, but then go off in a again, that's counted again as an initial claim. And what you would expect to see in the unemployment rate numbers are those that are unemployed and would normally have a job over a long period of time, as opposed to waffling back and forth. So the continuing claims numbers for Michigan, they did spike to more than 10 times their normal level, but they are now down more than to about 40% of their peak that Michigan saw in May. So that aligns with what we're seeing in the national level with a very rapid decrease in the unemployment rate. And looking at the labor force, it's always a concern that when you're looking at the unemployment rate, is it labor force driven or is it actual job creation driven? And Michigan's labor force is down only 0.5% from what it was at this time, 2019, versus the U.S. being down 1.8%, 1.9%. So Michigan's labor force has come back as well. It's not people dropping out of the labor force and not being counted.
That's fair enough. All right, then. Well, I certainly thank you for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today. And as always, we're proud to share the results that PNC shares on your semi-annual survey.
Okay, it's always nice to talk to you, Jeffrey.
Thanks. Once again, Kurt Rankin is with PNC Financial. He's based out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.